Welcome to another special summer episode of the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next half hour here on The Cube, 88.9 FM. In today's show, I will be talking with Haley Harrison Hopps. Haley is the owner and operator of the gift store Rustic Roots, located on Queen Street in Lenoxville. And today, Haley will be talking about the proposed bylaw, supposedly coming into effect in 2026, where there will be no longer allowed parking on Queen Street in Lenoxville, but will instead be a bike lane. And I will have a little bit more information about this and, of course, the interview with Haley. But first, we will hear the song called Our Town, and it's by James Taylor.
Watched it grow. It was your town. Time goes by, time brings changes, you change too. Nothing comes that you can't handle, so on you go. Never see it coming when the world caves in on you, on your town. There's nothing you can do. Main Street isn't Main Street anymore. Lights don't shine as they shone before. Tell the truth, lights don't shine at all in our town. Sun comes up each morning just like it's always done. Get up, go to work, start the day. You open up for business, it's never gonna come. As the world rolls by a million miles away, Main Street isn't Main Street anymore. No one seems to need us like they did before. It's hard to find a reason left to stay, but it's our town. Love it anyway, come what may, it's our town.
You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM, and this is the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And today I have an interview with Haley Harrison Hopp. She is the owner and operator of the gift store in Lenoxville on Queen Street, Rustic Roots. And she will be talking about the proposed bylaw coming into effect in 2026 that will not allow parking on the street, Queen Street, in Lenoxville any longer, but it will be a bike path. Now, I do have some more information before we get into the interview with Haley. Now, the city of Sherbrooke has put forward a plan to extend the bike lane along Queen Street in Lenoxville, aiming to bridge the existing gap between the bike paths on John Wilson and William Page Streets. This follows a 2023 installation between Côté de l'Acadie and John Wilson Streets. Now, several local businesses, especially small shops without private parking, are worried about the plan's impact. One esthetician noted, "Our clients constantly say, 'Sorry, I'm late, couldn't find parking.' Our clients aren't comfortable parking in places like McDonald's because cars do get towed." Now, Borough President Claude Charron emphasized that although the initiative is city-driven, Lenoxville insisted on a public consultation. As a result, implementation has been delayed to 2026. Now, a meeting is scheduled for Monday, August 25th, 2025, at the Amity Baudouin Community Center in Lenoxville, 6:30 p.m. Residents and business owners, anybody is encouraged to participate via an online survey hosted on the city's website. Feedback from this survey will inform project planning. qcna.qc.ca. Sherbrooke's municipal election is in November 2025, and there's a possibility that a shift in administration could alter or halt the project altogether. So next up, we'll be talking with Haley Harrison Hopps, owner and operator of Rustic Roots, the gift store on Queen Street in Lenoxville. And today I'm really pleased to welcome Haley Harrison Hopps to the Townships at 12. Now, Haley, you own a business in Lenoxville. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and about your business?
Hi, Maureen. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. I've owned Rustic Roots now in the heart of Lenoxville for a year. We're 44 artisans, so we all share in the space. Yeah, that's about it. We have a little bit of everything, fresh flowers. We have mugs, antiques, clothing, you name it, we've got it.
Okay, that's a great place to go. I'm going to have to visit it a bit more. Now, we're going to talk about the new parking bylaw that's going to be coming into operation. I'm not sure when it's coming into operation. Do you?
Well, they're saying next year.
Okay.
Because the Entreprendre Sherbrooke told me that for sure the crosswalks are going in, you know, mm-hmm. the flashing lights mm-hmm. and all that stuff. But the parking is supposed to be in 2026. There's a town meeting on August 25th at 6:30 at Amity Baudouin, and we're all going to that to be sure that they cannot take our parking from us.
Okay. Now, what do you understand about the intent or the reasoning behind the bylaw?
I've talked to quite a few people, and basically it's to have a greener way of living, a more healthy way of living. As I said to Entreprendre Sherbrooke, it will be beautiful. What they want to do is beautiful, but not at the cost of my business. Like, if I lose my parking, I might as well shut my doors, because from what they told me, the intended parking, they were going to talk to Hope Church. There's also an empty lot in front of Family Free. Well, not that one, but the one behind it. They're going to try and use those. So in my explanation, I said, I'll just use my mom as an example. She's 80 years old. In the middle of February, do you think she's going to go park over by Maxi and walk to my store? It's not going to happen. We have a lot of retirees in Lenoxville and women with babies, and it's hard enough for parking in Lenoxville as is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to agree with you on that. Were you consulted or any of the other businesses consulted by the city regarding the change?
No, they came around, I would say, 3 weeks ago on a Monday, and 80% of us are closed, but it just happened. Crystal from the tattoo place, Bote Inc., she talked to them, and she's the one that informed us, and we got informed from Sherbrooke 2 weeks later, I think.
Okay, so you got informed. You weren't necessarily consulted?
No, we were in.
Okay, so you would say that parking is very important, people parking on the street to your business?
It's everything. In Lenoxville, it's hard enough trying to keep the locals happy and shopping. And all of us, we love to go to stores where people know your name. And if you put a bike path in, they want to put Bixie or bikes that they have in Sherbrooke My problem with that is the last thing I've known is they don't come with helmets. So now the people that are renting these bikes, because you can rent them in Sherbrooke and drop them off where there's a depot, but they don't have helmets. So these people that are renting them, these tourists that they want to bring into Lennoxville, don't have a helmet.
Okay.
So they're getting fined.
Mm-hmm. The Bixies. Yeah. Okay. That's true. The helmets don't go with the bikes, I guess.
That's right.
Will it affect your deliveries too, and your staff too?
Oh yeah. Like, I'm right on Main Street. So, most of the businesses don't have a dock. So their trucks unload right in the front. Faro, Pizzaville, like, I have a dock. I'm lucky I have a dock. But I have 44 vendors and one parking space.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like Jacques Coutu, Family Parade, they all don't have employee parking. They have to find a place to park. So in taking away all these parkings, because there is numerous parkings that they were telling me that are available, and I said, well, I don't know where you're finding them. If you do find them, let me know, because we're always missing parking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I can say definitely, yeah. You know, coming to Lennoxville, the parking, there's not a lot of parking spaces.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's hard enough. Like, when you go to a mall, you can stop at each store. It doesn't matter if it's raining, if it's snowing, if it's beautiful out, it doesn't matter. But when you're on a main street in a small town, it's everything. It's everything to have a parking in the vicinity, because it just doesn't work. People don't want to walk. They want to run in to Terry Lynn's and get a haircut. They want to run into my boutique and get a birthday gift. They want to run into LZ and try on some clothes. It's impossible. If there's no parking, it's just like, oh, well, I'll just go to Sherbrooke.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So have you taken any steps to voice your concerns? Have you contacted the city council, anything like that?
Well, they told me that we would be able to speak at the meeting on the 25th.
Okay, so there's a meeting on the 25th that you said Amity Baudouin?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's very important that business owners, not business owners, locals, we need to be there and voice our opinion. It affects every single person. If you can't find a parking to go into a store you want, you're not going to stop. You're not going to walk 15 minutes to get to it, you know, like the new bistro that's opening up. They have one parking in front of their store. One. If not, I don't even know where they would park. And nobody's going to walk 15 minutes to get a soup.
No, definitely. So that's August 25th at the Amity Baudouin, and it's open to the public as well as the business owners?
Yes.
Okay. And what time it is?
6:30.
Okay, so 6:30, August 25th, Amity Baudouin, and it's open to everybody, okay?
It's going to be ironic, because the night of the meeting, there's going to be no parking anywhere.
Okay.
Because there's going to be so many people trying to go to the meeting, there's going to be no parking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of ironic.
Okay, if I understand right, there's parking where the Maxi store is, the public parking, and a little bit around Queen Square, and I don't know of any other parking.
No, they said, I can't remember, there's 1,900 parking spaces in Lennoxville. And I said, okay, are you counting Bishop's? Because, Maxi, we're not allowed to park there if we're not shopping there.
Mm-hmm.
We're not allowed to park at McDonald's because they have security guards there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, next door to Therapy Bote, and they have clients as well. And they sometimes, procedure is 2 hours. Well, they have to have a place to park. So that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Especially when school starts again. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if this bylaw goes through as planned, what kind of changes would you need to make to adapt? Any?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know what, as it is, I get messages saying, I'm sorry, Haley, I want to stop in today. There was no parking. So I can't even imagine what it's going to be like if there's no parking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and like he said, well, they want to use these spaces. They want to talk to businesses and use these spaces, but we're not close to a business with the parking lot.
No, you're not. Okay.
So, and we're the center of Lennoxville.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when the students come back, like they told me they took an aerial view and they counted the parkings and stuff. And I said, but I'd like to know when the aerial view was taken, because if it was taken in summer, those spots are taken up in the winter by students who don't have parking either.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Do you have any idea of a compromise or alternative solution that you thought of for the city in this problem?
You know, I just honestly, I haven't even thought about a compromise as of yet, because I'm going to be, I want to speak at the meeting. I want my voice to be heard, because I have to speak from the heart. If I lose my parking, there's a good chance I won't make it another year. Like, I'll make it through the, till they remove the parking, and then we'll have to call it quits.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's really sad, because it's so important to support local businesses.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, listeners, how can they support your business and others affected by this bylaw? I would imagine go to the meeting on the 25th at Amity Baudouin at 6:30. Any other way?
Absolutely. That's the most important thing. Like, let's stand up for our town. You know, like, we've already lost, like, street festival. We've lost flower boxes on our poles. Christmas, there's no Christmas decorations in November, December. So, like, let's not lose our parking.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Anything else you'd like to say about the decision makers or the a message to the public about this issue?
No, I just think that they should really hear us out on the 25th.
Definitely, definitely. And I would encourage anybody to be able to go to the meeting. Okay, well, thanks very much, Haley Harrison Hopps. She's the owner and operator of the Rustic Roots business in Lenoxville, talking about the proposed bylaw coming up in 2026 that will not allow parking on the street in Lenoxville. Thanks very much, Haley, and hope to see you at the meeting on the 25th. Thanks again.
Thank you, Maureen. We'll see you there.
Bye.
Bye.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter there. Can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright, downtown, waiting for you tonight, downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown, forget all our troubles, forget all our cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
And we just heard Downtown by Petula Clark. And next up, we have a few community event announcements for you here. The Hut in Lenoxville, the ANAF, Unit 318. The next unit meeting is on Wednesday, September 24, 7 p.m. It's open to all members. Your chance to find out all the things going on and have your say. Country Music with Sid Aulis every Sunday in August, 1:30 p.m., $10 admission. You must be 18 years and over. Horseshoe Tournament coming up on Saturday, August 16th, starting at 1:30 p.m., open to all and bring a partner. A hut is available for rent of the hall. Contact the calendar director, Nina, at ninars24@gmail.com. That's ninars24@gmail.com. Now, darts, military whist, cribbage, shuffleboard, billiards, benefit dances, outstanding museum, and a calm place to sit and socialize. Open to all the community, all these things and more brought to you by the members of the Anavets number 318. Volunteers are always needed for many of the projects they have going. Step up, get involved. 72 years of serving our veterans and our community. So definitely a worthwhile project, some place to get involved with. And that is the Hut in Lenoxville. And check out the Lenoxville Library this summer. Always lots going on there. New books, activities, Living Ideas Book Club, new bird watching kits, etc. So that is the Lenoxville Library. And lots of farmers markets going on in the townships here. The one in Lenoxville goes every Saturday, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. until October. There's one in Ayerscliff. It opens at 10:30 a.m. on Saturdays and closes at 12:30 p.m. And Marché de la Gare in Sherbrooke, it's open on Saturdays. I believe it opens at 9 and it goes until 6 p.m. And those are just some of the farmers markets here in the townships. And we are in August, so that is fair time. The Cookshire Fair on from August 14th to August 17th. The Ayerscliff Fair, it's on from August 21st to the 24th. And the Richmond Fair is on from September 19th to the 22nd. And lots of other fairs coming up here in the townships too, so check those out. Always a lot of fun. And next up, we have some health news here for you on the Townships at 12. And today we're going to be talking about protecting yourself when air quality is poor due to forest fires. This summer, much of Canada has been dealing with hazy skies and smoke drifting in from wildfires, sometimes hundreds of kilometers away. Even if you can't see flames, the fine particles in wildfire smoke, known as PM2.5, can travel deep into your lungs and enter your bloodstream. This can trigger coughing, shortness of breath, headaches, and eye irritation. For those with asthma, heart disease, or other health conditions, the effects can be much more serious. First, check out the Air Quality Health Index for your area. You can find it on Environment Canada's website or through weather apps. If the number is high, it's best to limit your time outdoors, especially for strenuous activities like jogging or yard work. If you need to be outside, consider wearing a well-fitted N95 mask, which can filter out fine smoke particles. Indoors, keep windows and doors closed and use an air purifier with a HEPA filter if you have one. And don't forget your pets. They breathe the same air you do. Keep them indoors during heavy smoke days. Finally, if you experience persistent coughing, chest pain, difficulty breathing, or dizziness, seek medical attention right away. By staying informed and taking precautions, you can reduce your exposure and protect your lungs until the skies clear. And that has been our health report here on the Townships at 12 for today. I'd like to thank my guest on today's show, Haley Harrison-Hopp. She is the owner and operator of the gift store Rustic Roots in Lenoxville. Please, if you can attend, be sure to put the date August 25th, 6:30 p.m., at the Amity Bonewag Community Center in Lenoxville in your calendar. The proposed bylaw, which is set to make parking illegal in Lenoxville streets in 2026, will be discussed. Thanks for listening, everybody, and just a reminder that this episode was a special summer episode. The Townships at 12 will return to its regular schedule at the end of August. Have a great and safe August, everybody, and stay tuned to CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. We will close today's show with a song called No Parking on the Dance Floor, and it's by Midnight Star.
Excuse me, madam. You're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket. So get.
that body.